Amen. Vater, in deinem Sohn und durch den Geist,
Father, in your Son, by the
nimm
Spirit,
diesen wunderbaren Eingang zu dir.
take this wonderful entrance to you.
Mit Demut und Sanftmut.
With humility and with meekness, we are prepared to receive your speaking,
zu vermengen dein
to mingle your wonderful word, your effective and living word, it is even sharper than a two-edged sword. Let it pierce into our hearts. Let it be so effective that we all may be holy and strengthened to go on to reach your wonderful goal and your will to fulfill it on this earth. We give you all the saints. We thank you for all the believers and saints in Zion. Lord, have mercy on us.
Damit wir gemeinsam
grace,
seitig ermutigen,
that we can encourage one another,
gemeinsam voranzugehen,
to go on together,
ja, uns vorzubereiten für deine Wiederkunft,
and to prepare us for your return, Lord.
Zufriedengestellt wird.
Let our Father be satisfied.
Amen. Segne unsere Gemeinschaft
Amen.
Wieder.
Amen. Bless our fellowship again tonight.
Heiligen Geist.
Fill us with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this entire time, for all the brothers and the saints and all the churches. Amen.
Aber Vater. So, lob den Herrn.
So, praise the Lord.
Die Brüder haben bestimmt schon alles gesagt.
Actually, the brothers probably already shared everything that James spoke about or wrote.
Lieber heute Abend hören, was
Actually, I would rather hear from you what you have received.
Was der Herr zu euch gesprochen hat.
And what the Lord has spoken to you.
Das wäre eigentlich sehr gut.
That would actually be very good.
Doch.
And yet.
Amen. Wir merken.
Amen. We all realize and all have seen how practical the Epistle of James is for us. I want to practice, put it into practice. I want to implement it. We have to learn so much. The Lord is so rich and we have so much lack. If we do not confess our lack and don't realize it, then how can we go on? Even Peter used the word be diligent. In many things, we are diligent, right? When you do your housework, many things, at your business, your family life, etc., we're so diligent. Why are we not all the more diligent in our spiritual life? All the more in the spiritual things, divine things, we need exercise, practice. Because if we don't practice diligently, then we will not reach the goal. We will not reach the goal. You are so diligent to exercise, bodily exercise. You do your exercise every day. Why do we not do spiritual and divine exercise? Paul said, exercise unto godliness. That's what the word says. I see the children.
Oh.
They're so diligent in many things. They're diligent with sports and to go to their computer every day. But when it comes to reading the Bible, suddenly they're very lazy. They don't have any desire to read the Bible. Do you think we who are older, that we are any better than the children?
Yeah. Das heißt, wir haben nicht
that means
die wichtigsten Wünsche in unserem Herzen. Wir sagen, Herr, wir wollen Erstlingsfrucht sein.
We don't do or are diligent for the most important desires of our hearts. We say, Lord, we want to be first fruits, but we're so lazy, spiritually lazy, and so diligent in other, all the other things. So we have to learn.
It is
important to exercise. Spiritual things, in principle, are not any different as the human life. In all things, you are so diligent. And you might even want to become and get an A+. You want to get summa cum laude or cum laude or whatever.
Aber in geistlichen Dingen sind
but in spiritual things, we are lazy and we forget to pray. We don't have time to read the word, to pray over the word. Do exercises, but do you also exercise yourselves to be humble before the Lord? To empty everything. Empty yourself of everything. That is an exercise. You work out and your muscles are strong. You work out. You do gymnastics, etc. You train yourself. But have you exercised your knees to bow before the Lord? The word says, every knee shall bow. Paul said, that is why I bow my knee before the Father, the Father of glory. We have to learn to bow down before the Lord. To bow oneself has a wonderful meaning. It means that we bow ourselves. We are nothing. We give him the glory. We humble ourselves before the great and living God. He is God. We don't just confess with the mouth. Of course, we have to confess with our mouths. But we also have to bow our knees. This morning, have you bowed your knees before the Lord? Every day, I bow my knees before the Lord. It's not a practice. But I want to show the Father that I am humbling myself before the Father. When they were at the seashore in Ephesus before Paul left, they not only prayed, but they all bowed the knee and prayed. And I don't say that we should have this practice. No. Everything that we do must have a deep meaning. That we should humble ourselves before God. He is God. He is God. It is an exercise to practice diligently, even in small things we should practice, be exercised. That will make us healthy. Otherwise, we'll all be proud and we think we're better. All the knowledge will not make us better than others. No.
Und daher, Jakobusbrief
for this reason, James is important for us all. It exposes us. And at the very end, why do you think that James talked about the rich again in chapter 5? Are you rich? I want to ask you that question.
Okay.
Let me ask it another way. Are you very poor?
Martin,
are you a poor man? No? No. So that means you are rich. Maybe you're not a billionaire. Maybe not even a millionaire. But you have everything in abundance of what you need. But riches are not just about money. There are other kinds of riches. Also in the spiritual sense, I have seen so many people who think they are so rich in knowledge, rich in experience, and they boast. They want to have power.
Verschiedene Arten von Reichtum.
There are different kinds of riches.
Selbst wenn wir nichts haben.
Even when we have nothing,
ja, wir sind besser als die anderen.
Don't think that we are better than others.
Jeder ist reich
an irgendwas. Everyone is rich in something.
Aber hier Reichtum.
But here, riches.
Ist gefährlich.
Are dangerous.
Jakobus is nicht gegen reiche.
James is not against rich people. No. In the scripture, there are also good rich people.
Könnt ihr eins nennen?
Can you remember?
Abraham.
Can you mention one?
Abraham, natürlich, ja.
Abraham. Of course, right. That is right. Who said that? Abraham was very rich.
Aber der Reichtum hat ihn nicht berührt.
But the riches did not touch him.
Woher wissen wir das? Er hat
How do we know that? He had everything.
Angekommen.
He even
ins Kanaan.
He even arrived in Canaan. But then he built a tent. We would build a palace. But he built a tent. Or he put up a tent and dwelt in the tent. Why? Hebrews chapter 11 explained it to us. Because his heart was not hanging on it. And he knew that that was not what he wanted. He was seeking a city with foundations, whose builder and architect is God himself. He wants that city, that wonderful city, the city of the living God. He wanted the heavenly Jerusalem. This is what he was seeking. We say, we want to have the heavenly Jerusalem, but our heart is still hanging on so many earthly things.
Wir begnügen uns nicht mit einem kleinen VW, ja?
We are not satisfied with a small VW, but we want a BMW. I want a Porsche.
Was ist das?
What is that?
Ich meine nicht, bitte.
Please, I don't mean
Kaufe ein Toyota oder
that you have to buy a Toyota.
Das meine ich nicht.
That's not what I mean. No. Everything is there. You can have it.
Nicht befangen.
But it should not captivate your heart and bind your heart. In the end, it will become an idol to you.
Wir wollen Bequemlichkeit haben. Wir
wollen we want to have comfort. We want luxury.
Ja.
Ja.
Das ist okay.
That's okay.
Aber es muss nicht dein Herz ganz einnehmen.
But it should not take over your whole heart. That's very dangerous. It's dangerous. The whole scripture warns of this. The entire scripture warns of this. And the Lord warns us. The Lord himself was an example. He was God. Everything belonged to him in this whole universe. He created everything.
Und Gott hat ihn sogar Jesus,
ja, Jesus, and God even made Jesus heir over all things.
Aber was hat er gewählt?
What did he choose? Philippians chapter 2.
So deutlich gesagt,
Philippians 2 said it so clearly. He laid everything aside. He made himself poor, lowered himself. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Can somebody read that for us, please?
Das war das Beispiel unseres Herrn.
This was the example of our Lord.
Ich hoffe, dass ich lerne.
And I hope that I could learn from him. And that we all could learn.
Denn ihr kennt die Gnade.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Isn't that wonderful? Such an example. That is grace.
It's
a great grace for him. He was so rich. We don't even have any idea of how rich he was. He was not just a trillionaire.
Das kann man nicht messen.
You cannot measure his riches. They're immeasurable.
Das ganze Universum gehört ihm.
The entire universe belongs to him. But he was prepared to leave it, to forsake it, to be poor, that we might become rich, but not rich in earthly material things. God will give us the material things anyway.
But
that we would be rich in God is what the scripture says.
We are
rich in material worldly things, but so poor in God. How much of God have you gained? How much of him, of his nature, of his being have we all gained?
Have
you ever weighed or tried to see an account to see how much do you know him? Paul said, not that I have already attained. For Paul, that what he has gained was not sufficient at all. He wanted to go on. He wanted to gain more of God and of Christ, to be rich in God.
He
was so rich. That was a wonderful example for us. He forsook everything to make himself poor, that we might become rich. Yes.
Alle, die in der Bibel, die den Herrn lieb haben.
All those who love the Lord in the Bible, you can read that in the New Testament, that even Peter,
Jakobus,
John, James, Philip.
Sie waren nicht reich, aber
they were not rich.
Ihr Reichtum besteht aus einem Boot und
their riches was a boat and a few fishnets. Fishing nets.
Das war ihr Lebensunterhalt.
That was how they lived. That was their livelihood. But they were ready to leave all that.
Ich gebe zu, es ist einfach.
But I have to confess, of course, it's easy to leave an old boat with a fishing net, right? Instead of a bank account with $1 billion.
Aber immerhin haben sie gelernt.
Nevertheless, they learned. Did not Peter say? And what do we receive, Lord? We left our business. We left our father's house. We left everything. And what are we going to receive?
Was bekommen wir?
What do we receive? Just wait until the Lord comes back. Yes.
This is this Prinzip.
This is the principle.
Alles lassen.
Abraham had to leave everything.
I don't think,
oh, then I'm just a poor little mouse. No. Abraham left everything. But God gave him more fold. God does not owe anyone. But we have to learn that everything that he's given us is not for us to enjoy so that we could lead such a nice life. No.
Damit wir alle,
but that we all could be a good steward, exercise to be a good steward, to use everything for that which the Lord wants us to use it for.
Es gehört nicht uns.
It does not belong to us. Of course, it belongs to us, but on the other hand, it does not belong to us.
Wir betrachten uns als ein Haushalt Gottes.
We must consider ourselves as a steward of God. Yeah.
Sei nicht so wie die Leute der Welt am Ende.
Don't be as the people of the world. In the end, with so much money, they're all corrupted, so corrupted. Why is the government here in the U.S. so corrupt, from the president to all the areas of the government?
They've all been bought.
They sold themselves with much money.
Sind sie Sklaven geworden.
And now, in the end, they have become slaves and have to do whatever from whom they received so much money. They are his slave. Be careful. If the Lord gives you much, you must learn to be wise and to use it. Just as the Lord said of the mammon of unrighteousness.
Dieses Mammon ist an sich selbst.
This
nicht.
Mammon itself is not righteous.
Mammon erfunden.
Do you think the Lord created Mammon?
Wer hat Mammon erfunden?
Who created Mammon? Who invented it?
God?
Did God invent it? Man. And who inspired man to give him the idea to make money, to invent and make money? The devil. Yes, of course. That's why it says it's the mammon of unrighteousness.
Und der Herr hat gesagt,
and the Lord said
in
all the Gospels,
Matthäus Evangelium, aber Lukas Evangelium,
the Gospel of Matthew, and in Luke. But in this sense, I like Luke, because Luke speaks about this a lot. No one can serve two masters. No slave can serve two masters.
Wem? Wer sind diese zwei Herren?
Natürlich. Who are these two masters? Of course, one is the Lord. I only know one Lord.
Aber der andere Herr ist Mammon.
But the other master is Mammon.
Vielleicht haben wir nicht in unseren Herzen dran gedacht.
Maybe we've not thought about that in our hearts.
Man sagt, nichts berührt die Menschen
you say,
so sehr, wie wenn du ihre Tasche berührst.
One says, nothing touches man as much as when you touch their purse, their wallet. If you go to their wallet and touch that, then that will work.
Ja.
Then the fun ends.
Dann hört der Spaß auf.
That means then the fun stops. It's over.
So sagen auch die Deutschen, gell?
That's what the Germans say too, right?
Warum denn?
Why is this the case?
Bitte sage uns, Martin.
Da geht es an die Existenz.
Tell us, because it has to do with your existence and the security.
Die Identität, man
and
denkt,
your identity. You think that what I have is what I am. And your security depends on it. You have what you are, or you are what you have. That is the truth. Thank you, Martin. In other words, as he said, this mammon of unrighteousness is our Lord. And who is behind the mammon? It is the unrighteous one himself, Satan. If we serve mammon, then we serve him who is behind the mammon. The Lord says this very clearly. And Paul said, the love of money is the root, is a root. There's only one root. Is the root of all kinds of evil. He saw something. He saw through it all. And if we see through it, or can see through it, or have seen through it, then you are a wise man who knows how to deal with it.
Reich zu sein an sich ist nicht.
To be rich in itself is not the evil.
Yeah. Es gibt auch in der Bibel,
in the Bible,
Zacchaeus.
There is the example of Zacchaeus. He wasn't so tall. He was a small man, short. And he couldn't see the Lord, and he only heard of the Lord, and he climbed the tree and wanted to see Jesus. And because he had a heart for the Lord, the Lord already saw him from afar off. He said, Zacchaeus, I'm sure he was shocked. How could the Lord know my name?
Come here.
I want to eat in your house. or have lunch or dinner. I'm not sure which one. But what was the result? It was a wonderful result. Tell me, I see Clemens there. He fully changed. He transformed. And the first thing he realized, which he told the Lord, is what?
Lukas 19 sagen, ja? Bitte lies es uns vor.
Read it to us in Luke chapter 19. He was a rich man. It's written there.
That
means that the Lord does not hate the rich people. Don't think that if you're rich that the Lord hates you. No. But the Lord wants to save him. Amen.
Luke 19, verse 8.
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And what did the Lord say? And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house." Wow. This is the expression of salvation. This is salvation. This is a wonderful salvation. The Lord must save our heart from covetousness and from greediness. Covetousness is idolatry. Idolatry.
Und dann gibt's auch ein anderer reicher Mann.
There is another rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. And when Jesus was crucified, he who was a rich man came.
Sein Grab, ein reicher Grab, muss ein schönes Grab sein gewesen.
And it must have been a nice grave for himself, that he prepared it probably for himself. A tomb, right? And he gave it to the Lord. And then Nicodemus also came to him. He also wasn't very poor. He also was a rich man. He brought so much myrrh to bury the Lord.
It's
so wonderful. So at the death of the Lord, there were two rich men. And at his funeral, to help with his burial. No poor man can do that. Surely not. So the Lord also needs rich people. Why not? But we must love the Lord. Everything that belongs to us has been given to us from the Lord. But given is not the right word, but it has been it has been entrusted to us. The mammon of unrighteousness. Please read Luke chapter 16.
Lukas Evangelium, Kapitel 16.
Luke chapter 16, verses 9 to 11. Could you read that, please?
Lukas 16, Vers 9, und ich sage.
Luke 16, verse 9, and I say to you, make friend for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?
Schätzt ihr dieses Wort vom Herrn?
Do you treasure this word from the Lord? No? Yes.
Gehört euch das Geld?
Does the money belong to you? No, it has been entrusted to us.
Der Herr kommt bald.
The Lord is coming soon.
Wenn er kommt,
and when he comes,
einige Millionen im Konto hat,
if you have a few million in your bank account and it becomes zero, then the Lord will say, then what did you do with this money?
Meinst du, der Herr wird dich nie fragen?
Do you think the Lord will not ask you?
Dieses Geld ist das Geld.
For the Lord, this money is the least. He doesn't need money. But in Christianity, in many churches, I have seen, even in the so-called local churches, in the end, the money was so important to them. My goodness, they gathered so much money. I don't mean that individually brothers and sisters cannot be rich or should be rich. But the church, the house of the living God, is not the central bank. It's not the Deutsche Bank.
Then am Ende,
in the end, it was only all about money.
Oh, Herr.
Oh Lord.
Das soll bei uns nicht passieren.
This should not happen to us.
Der Leib Christi darf nicht
the body of Christ cannot gather riches of this world. You know, when Jesus was tempted by Satan, the greatest temptation was, look at all the riches of this world. I will give it to you. I will give it to you. But you must bow down and worship me. The Lord, of course, would not receive that. He did not accept that. On the one hand, everything already belongs to him, of course. And on the other hand, as a man, God already told him that he was heir of all over all things. And God's plan to save us is exactly the opposite of what Satan offered. The Lord left everything, and now this man, this dumb serpent, wants to give it all to me? What is that? If we have the same attitude as the Lord had, then that will be a salvation to us. How often do we ask the Lord, what should I do with these riches that you have given and trusted to me? What should I do with them for your kingdom? What should I do? Give me wisdom. I want to be a wise servant. I don't want to deal unrighteously as the unfaithful servant.
Aber was der Herr dort ihn gelobt hat, ist
But what the Lord praised him for was for his wisdom. And that wisdom was not from above, but he knew what he had to do with that money, with the money of his boss. It was not righteous what he did. But he thought, what should I do? What's going to be my future? If my boss is going to kick me out, then I'm going to have nothing. Okay, when the Lord comes back, what do you have? We must be wise. Lord, I want to handle it. Handle what you have entrusted with wisdom. What should I do? I don't just want to go away and make the pastors rich. No, don't just give it away to them. No. But the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, will give us the wisdom from above. What we should do, reasonable, to gain friends. What kind of friends? And these friends will help us to enter into the kingdom of heavens. So to have money, to have mammon, does not mean, oh, I want to throw everything away now. No, but you must spend it in all wisdom from above, so that you will have a hut in the heavenly kingdom, not a palace. But you know, how many of the believers do this?
Und Jakobus hat gesehen, hat sicherlich
James saw. He must surely have seen so many among the Jews, because the Jews are very rich people. And they use those riches not for good, but for evil.
Ja. Schrecklich. Heute,
terrible. Today, look at this whole world. The elites are the billionaires, trillionaires. What do they want to do with their money? They want to rule over the people. They want to destroy everything. They even want to depopulate the earth so that it's easier for them to rule over the people. So then they do so many strange things. And they serve Satan.
Habsucht. Und daher
greediness.
Jakobus.
That's why James warns.
Es ist nicht so geschrieben. Dann sagte er nicht, hat
James
nicht.
Wrote, it is not so written. And he said, did God not choose the poor of this world and not the rich? And Paul said the same thing. Look among you, how many rich of you are rich? How many among you are so rich? No, but many are poor. And not very poor that are wise or that have PhDs, degrees. No. Many that are not so wise, not so rich. These are the ones that God chose to be rich in faith. Rich in faith.
Und so, diese Warnung an die Reichen.
So this warning to the rich is very important for all of us. Don't think that it's just for the millionaires. No, no. Even though you're not a millionaire, you are also rich. According to your standard, you are a rich man. Or you're just a poor man.
Ich sehe Peter da. Peter, bist du arm?
I see Peter. Peter, are you rich or are you poor? Poor or rich?
Selig sind die
Armen. Blessed are the poor, is what the Lord says.
Matthäus sagte, selig sind
Matthew said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
So, lass uns alle lernen.
So let us all learn.
Nicht so sehr zu halten in deinem Herzen.
Not to hold on to things in your heart, but learn what God has entrusted to us. The Lord has given us so much. Ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do with that which you have given to me? Use it for the kingdom of God. Use it for the Father's will. You have many opportunities to do good. Yes. And if we do not see this, that is not good. Remember, in Acts chapter 2, have you not read Acts chapter 2? What happened there? What happened in Acts chapter 2? Can you read that? Chapter 2, maybe we don't pay too much attention to this, but after the book of James, we should pay a little bit of attention and think about it.
Yeah, Clemens.
Ab Vers 44 meinst du wahrscheinlich,
oder? Richtig, ja.
You probably genau. Mean from Richtig. Verse 44 on.
Genau, Apostelgeschichte 2, 44.
Acts chapter 2, verse 44. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. Praise the Lord. And continue. Chapter 4, verse 32. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. Who taught that? Peter?
Jakobus?
James?
Is that a Lehre?
Is that a teaching? That they had to practice? Did somebody force them to do that? No. That was the working of the Holy Spirit.
It
must have been in such a way in Jerusalem in those days that there were many poor people. Which is also possible. They're not just rich people, but poor.
Aber die Wirkung des Heiligen Geistes,
but the working of the Holy Spirit is a release, a freeing. I cannot explain it.
Es war für sie nicht mehr
liberating. It just wasn't so important for them anymore.
Wenn der Herr in unsere Herzen
if the Lord works in our hearts, then nothing else is important. Nothing else is important.
Selbst das Wichtigste, was die Menschen
festhalten, even the most important thing that people hold on to, which is their riches, their possessions.
Aber der Herr hat sie befreit.
But the Lord liberated them. That doesn't mean that we also have to do that in the church. No.
Das geht nicht.
That does not work.
Und die Aposteln sicherlich haben alles
and the apostles surely gave everything back to them. What should Peter do with all those things? He's not a minister of finance.
Dann müssen sie noch eine accountant.
Then they would also have to have an accountant.
Dann müssen sie Matthäus sagen, du hast
and
ja
they would have to tell Matthew, oh, you know a lot more about money, so you are responsible for that.
Wie kannst du das machen? Nein.
How can you do that? No.
Nein. Diese Praxis, haben sie es nicht weitergemacht, weil es nicht
eine... They did not continue this practice because it was not a practice, but the effective working of the Holy Spirit.
Dann gibt es...
Don't tell anyone to give their money away. Otherwise, there would be great problems.
Nein.
No.
Ja, es ist das, was der Herr jedem gegeben hat. Und jedes
it is what the Lord has given to each one, and each one is responsible. Each one is a steward.
Aber ich möchte nur damit zeigen, dass and wenn
der Herr uns fills that if the Lord berührt, fills our hearts and touches it,
dann nichts bindet unser
then
Herz.
Then nothing reicht. Will bind our hearts, especially the riches.
Besonders Reichtum.
Especially the riches should not bind our hearts.
So der Herr muss uns retten.
Jetzt, so the Lord must save us.
Alle diesen Punkten da sehen.
Now, when we see all these points,
dann können wir Jakobus richtig verstehen. Warum
then we can understand James properly and see why he addressed the riches and emphasized the riches. The rich ones.
In seiner Schrift. Warnung
an die writings. It's a warning to the rich of the coming judgment.
Ja, Herr Jesus, dem schrecklichen Elend, das über
the terrible miseries that are coming upon them.
Das heißt, wenn wir nicht gelernt
that
haben,
means if we have not learned
gemisst,
to deal with the riches according to the Lord and by the Holy Spirit.
So, wer Reichtum hat, der hat diese Verantwortung.
So he who has riches has this responsibility. The richer you are, the greater your responsibility is.
Ja. Ja. Denke daran.
Consider this. Their riches are corrupted, deceitful, he said. It especially deceives you.
Und die Armen sollen lernen, nicht neidisch.
And the poor must learn not to be jealous and to say, Lord, why did you make me so poor?
Dann bist du genauso schlimm.
Then you're exactly as bad.
Denke nicht, es sind die Reichen, die Geldgier.
Don't think. That the rich are the ones who are lusting after money, not necessarily. And that the poor are not lusting after money. That's why there are so many thieves.
So,
greedy for money. But whether we are poor or whether we are rich, we all have to learn.
In Kapitel 1 Jakobus.
That's why James says in chapter 1, those who are lowly should glory in their exaltation, but the rich
rühmen an ihrer Niedrigkeit.
In their lowliness.
Du sollst nicht denken, ich bin so reich.
You should not think, I am so rich, so I'm better. No.
So halten, als
no,
du,
you should have the attitude as one who is even lower than a poor one. It's the opposite. This would be our salvation.
Wie der Herr gesagt hat,
just as the Lord said here,
alle sein.
The greatest among you should be the servant of all. Don't think, oh, I'm so high. I can teach well. And so what? That's why James said, may not many of you become teachers. The principle is there. Riches are corrupted, deceitful. It doesn't matter what kind of riches it is. He who has a lot of knowledge of the Bible and teachings and thinks he is someone. No, in the end, everything is corrupted and vain.
Dann bekommen sie mehr Schläge.
Then they will receive more stripes in the end.
Ungerechtigkeit.
The unrighteous mammon.
Their
gold and silver, their earthly gold and silver are corroded.
Ja. Denn das wahre Gold wollen wir vom Herrn.
We want to have the real gold, to buy the real gold from the Lord.
In Laodicea, da, zur Gemeinde.
That's what the Lord told the church in Laodicea. Their corrosion will be a witness against them and will eat up their flesh like fire. Lord Jesus.
Point three
in the outline. To heap up treasures. What does that mean? To keep up judgment in the last days.
Wenn wir es nicht richtig es benutzen.
If we don't use the treasures properly, we will heap up judgment in the last days.
So, Herr Jesus, gib uns Weisheit.
So, Lord Jesus, give us wisdom.
Wir Schätze sammeln. Was heißt sammeln?
To heap up treasures. What does it mean to heap up?
Und du tust diese Schätze irgendwo, wo die Diebe nicht stehlen kann, oder?
You put these treasures somewhere where the thieves can't steal it. That is to heap up or gather. Interesting. To have an excess. You heap up.
Und je mehr du hast,
and the more you have, the more you want to heap up. This is how man is. This is how we all are.
So, erinnere.
So remember.
Remember
what James says. To heap up treasure is to heap up judgment.
Also, denk nicht, oh, wir haben so viel Reichtum.
Oh, we have heaped up so much, so many riches. That means you have heaped up for yourself a lot of terrible and even much more judgment for yourselves.
So, oh, Herr Jesus.
So, oh, Lord Jesus. In the end of this age, everything will be made to naught.
Der Herr ist mein Zeuge, ich bete.
The Lord is my witness. I pray often, almost daily, Lord, show me.
Was soll ich tun mit dem, was du mir gegeben hast?
Show me what I should do with what you have given me.
Wo ist der Bedarf? Was willst du?
Where is the need? What do you want me to do with it? I don't want that at the end, through the inflation and by fire and everything is gone. Then the Lord will say, and when it was still worth something, what did you do with it?
Am Ende sagt die Sprüche.
In the end of Proverbs, it says, your money
Flügel wachsen.
Grow wings. Have you ever seen that?
The
dollar or the euro will grow wings.
Sie fliegen weg von dir.
They will fly away from you.
Und solange wir heute es haben, lass
and
es
as long as we have it today, let us receive wisdom from above to see, Lord, how can I use these riches for your economy?
Was soll ich es tun?
What should I do with it?
Und so heißt es hier auch Punkt C.
And so it's also written here in point C, to live on earth in pleasure and luxury.
Herz, wie das Vieh am Tage des
to fattening your hearts as the cattle in the day of slaughter. They all became fat. You know, when the cattle became fat and it's well nourished, then it's time for the slaughter. Is that not the case? I'm not a farmer, but this is how it is.
Der Herr hat zu den Pharisäern gesagt.
The Lord told the Pharisees, your heart has been fattened.
Was bedeutet das?
What does that mean?
Das heißt, Zeit zum Schlacht.
That means it's time for slaughter. Time to be brought to the slaughter.
Sie haben so viel gesammelt in ihrem Herzen.
They heaped up so much in their heart. The fatness in their hearts. In the end, they had no more room for the Lord. No room for God.
Das soll bei uns nicht sein.
This should not be the case with us.
Jakobus meint ja auch nicht, wir müssen alle so arm sein.
James does not mean that we should all be homeless and poor. No.
Das wird dann keine Ehre für Gott, wenn wir
that
alle
would not be a glory to God if we all were sleeping on the street. That would not be a glory to God. But it is wonderful. The Lord has given us everything that we need today.
Aber wir sollen nicht Habgier haben.
But we should not be greedy and wanting more and more. Learn.
Das ist sehr praktisch.
This is very practical. It is very, very practical. Because the time is very short.
Und wir haben alle auch heute Morgen gehört von
and this morning, we all heard from the brothers, surely, the encouragement to those who are going through trials to be patient until the coming of the Lord.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Ist auch eine Prüfung für dich.
To have money is also a trial for you.
Nicht zu haben ist auch eine Prüfung.
To have nothing is also a trial.
Aber ich möchte gerne euch fragen, welche.
But I would like to ask you, which trial is greater?
Nicht zu haben.
To have nothing.
Oder viel zu haben.
Or to have much, in plenty. Patrick, what do you think?
I think that to have a lot is a big approach.
Test, right.
Test, yeah.
Right. You are right. You are right. Deshalb hat der Herr uns gezeigt, gell?
That's why the Lord showed us.
Was hat er looking. Und diese arme Frau da.
Who is giving what? And this poor widow, she only had a mite. She gave this mite. But the Pharisee, who was so rich, look, I gave so much.
Der Herr selbst hat gefragt.
But the Lord himself asked, what do you think? Who gave more?
Natürlich, ich würde sagen, der.
Of course, I would say, the one over there.
$10,000 gegeben.
He gave $10,000. And this,
50 cent.
She just gave 50 cents. So who gave more?
Was hat er gesagt?
What did the Lord say?
Arme Frau hat.
He said, this poor woman, she gave everything that she had.
Es geht nicht um die Menge.
It's not about the amount, but about the heart.
Es geht um das Herz.
It is all about the heart.
Reichtum ist eine große Versuchung von Satan.
Riches is a great temptation from Satan.
Aber es zu haben ist auch eine
but to have it is also a trial. But it can also be a blessing for you. It depends on how you deal with the unrighteous mammon, how you handle it.
Amen, Brüder.
Amen, brothers.
Nicht einverstanden.
Do you not agree? Amen. So don't say, oh, James, I don't want to read James. He's against me because I'm a rich man.
Jakobus meint es nicht so.
James does not mean it in such a way. The Lord also does not mean it that way.
dieser junge Mann weggegangen ist, der so reich.
When this young man who was so rich, when he left,
hat er zu dem Jünger gesagt, wie
the Lord told the disciples how difficult it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Even easier for a camel to go into the eye of a needle. Then the disciples asked him, Lord,
wer kann dann gerettet werden?
Who can be saved? In a sense, we are all rich.
Wenn Petrus das sagt und alle diese
Peter said that,
arme Junge, das
and all these so-called poor disciples of the Lord, then no one can be saved. That means they also have problems. The Lord said, no one. No, he didn't say that. He said, with man, it is not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Also, the rich can enter in.
Denke nicht, dass du hinein in das Reich Gottes
gehst. Don't think that you will be able to enter into the kingdom of God just because you are poor.
Ich bin nicht sicher.
I'm not so sure.
Arm zu sein.
Whether being poor with nothing else
ticket
will be your ticket, your entry ticket into the kingdom of heavens. No.
Wir müssen alle den Herrn gewinnen.
We all must gain the Lord.
Dann müssen wir auf den Herrn warten wie ein Ackermann.
Then we must wait on the Lord as a farmer. I'm sure you have heard about it this morning. A farmer.
Ein Ackermann ist sicherlich kein reicher Mann. Okay.
A farmer is surely not a rich man. If I am rich, then I wouldn't want to be a farmer.
Menschen kommen lassen und dann
I would let the people come and let them work on the field. It's hard work.
An Ackermann, Paulus sagt auch.
A farmer. Paul also said, we are God's field. And the apostles are farmers. They plant. Apollos gives them water. Waters. Apollos also was a farmer. And our hearts are the ground.
But
if the heart is so much for riches, then nothing will grow in that field.
Ich habe noch nicht gesehen, dass das Geld und Gold wächst auf dem Acker.
I never saw money or gold grow out of a field, like a gold tree, as that one man said. I have never seen a gold tree that brings forth money.
And this
way, for this reason, the theological seminaries, one important course is how you can reach and get money.
So einen Kurs hat er nicht gegeben, sicherlich.
Surely, God did not give such a course to his disciples. We are farmers.
Ein Ackermann braucht den Segen vom Himmel.
And a farmer needs the blessing from the heaven, the early and the latter rain.
Ja, wenn es nicht regnet, gibt es kein
Wasser. If it doesn't rain, there won't be any water.
Denke nicht, dass der Regen kommt von den Bergen. Nein, es kommt von
Don't think that the water will come from the mountains. No, it comes from the snow, and snow comes from above. It comes from above and comes down. That means in the church life, our work today for the kingdom of God, we need the blessings from above. Don't think that we just work for the Lord without the blessing. And then tomorrow, before I come to have fellowship with you, I told the Father, Lord, if it doesn't rain, I won't have any water.
Wie können wir dienen ohne?
How can we serve without the rain from above, without the blessing whether it's early or latter or late. We are dependent on him, not on our own capability, not from the Bible knowledge, not from the internet, not even from the Bible itself, but from above. Many read the Bible, but they're so dry. Have we not experienced this often? Sometimes we come to the meeting dry. We need rain. Rain comes from above. It's fresh. Fresh rain. Not the water in the garage. Yeah, maybe you need it for emergencies. But if there is not any rain for months long, then you need to save water. You can see everything is so dry. But in the house of the Lord, we don't need to save water. We have the water of life. You don't need to save water. You have to drink it. And out of the innermost parts, there will be the flowing, a constant flowing of the water of life. For those who believe, and whatever you drink will become a fountain of everlasting life. Is that not true? Is that not your experience? I don't just want to speak. I want that water would flow out of you. Lord, your water of life must come out. We all need rain. Water from above, out of the innermost being, it must come out. And we must be patient and established in our hearts. That means we have to work together, cooperate. Remember what Proverbs says. You must keep your heart above all things, because out of your heart is the issues of life. If the heart is blocked, then whether your message is good or not, nothing will flow out. If the water supply is blocked, and even if the source is so rich, it won't come into your house because it's blocked. Take heed. Pay attention to your heart. To have a pure heart is important. I hope that all exits, all the things that come out of your heart, whether it's your will, that you're not so stubborn, otherwise it will be blocked. Or emotions, our feelings. We were angry against the saints, and nothing will flow out of our hearts, I tell you. How can it flow out in the meeting if I'm still having something against a brother who is sitting opposite to me? Do you think that the water will flow out? Or if my thoughts are not free, then I just sit there and I'm thinking about my bank account or about inflation or what's happening out there. Oh my goodness, gas is so expensive. Oh no, now I can't buy anything. There's nothing in the store. Everything is empty. If you're sitting in the meeting and you are thinking those things, then nothing will flow out of you. It's blocked. And you're thinking about the pandemic, or another virus is coming, the Omicron. It's the Omicron instead of, oh, Lord Jesus. Omicron? I'm not thinking about Omicron. I'm not thinking about it at all. I say, oh, moron. No. We consider the Lord and that his coming is near. And you're thinking about Omicron? No, the Lord is near. Don't you know it? The Lord is so near and you're still thinking in your head. What else do you still want to have so much of? Then you should work on your field more diligently. Amen.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Das Kommen des Herrn ist nahe.
The coming of the Lord is near. No, James, you must be wrong. You're wrong. 2,000 years, it's not near. You have to repent, James. You wrote that. You should have written, the Lord will come someday. And he even said, yeah, he will wait a long time before he comes back. If that is in your heart, then you have an evil heart. This is what the Lord said. Then he will come. And we will have problems. No. All have said, Hebrews said, just a little while. And Paul also said, the Lord is coming soon. Maranatha. Maranatha. On my door above, somebody gave me a wonderful piece of wood with golden letters, Maranatha. And I think every day when I see this sign, I think the Lord is near. Really? How near? Right before the door. That's why it's hanging right above my entryway, the door. Maranatha. The Lord is at hand. And I want to tell you, now, the Lord is truly at hand. Therefore, do not grumble against one another, brothers. I do not want to grumble. Lord, I want to learn not to grumble, but to praise. I want to thank the Father. I want to give him the glory. Out of my mouth, I should be continually praising. And I should not have just empty praises, but it should be a calf from our lips in Hebrews chapter 13. A lamb must come out of my mouth. An offering, a sacrifice must come out of my mouth. Not grumbling, not complaining, not criticism. And evil speaking. My goodness, what is in our hearts? Out of the abundance of our hearts, the mouth flows over. So what's coming out of our mouth? It shows what's in our hearts. That you may not be judged. Behold, the judge. He's going to come. It doesn't matter. He's going to give us some time. He won't be here for a long time. No. He's standing before the door, at the door. The Lord is at hand and the judge is standing at the door. Is that in your heart or not? It is healthy if you think in this way. But if you think, no, the judge, it's going to be a while. I still have time. Then that is not good for you. Then you will not use the time to prepare for his return, but you will use the time for yourself to do this and to do that, and then to cause problems and to continue fighting and not to deal. You won't deal with anything because you think you still have time. I don't believe that James conducted himself that way because he always thought the Lord is at the door. And yet, blessed are those who endure. We must endure. We have to use the time wisely to gain the Lord, because the Lord is compassionate and full of mercy. That's why Peter said, he has delayed a little bit, not just because he wants to stay up there and has forgotten us. There's some nice angels up there. They don't have any problems. They're also obedient. And day and night, they're saying, holy, 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 and they're singing and praising. It's so wonderful. Did the Lord forget us? No. The Lord delayed because he wants to give us chance. Or would you rather that he comes tomorrow? If the Lord appears tomorrow, will you be ready? Who is ready? The Lord is very compassionate and merciful. That's why he has given us a few more years, but not even that much.
Und deshalb gab es noch eine Warnung am Ende.
This is why there's still a warning. This short, do not be crooked, do not swear, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Do not be double-minded, do not be double-souled,
but
be righteous, full of love, say the truth. Don't be evil. As long as you speak the truth, if the others don't want to accept it, that's their problem. That's their responsibility, not yours. Because you are not the Lord. He who does not hear the truth, he is not denying you, but denying him who is the truth, which is God. And he who receives it, he's not receiving you. The Lord said, he is receiving the Lord.
Ja,
so don't
du,
be so proud. Oh, you see, I helped you. No, it is God. We are just slaves. So if someone scolds me and blames me, then why should I be angry? Just as Samuel, he was so angry because the people wanted a king. Just as the other nations, they didn't want God to be their king. Then Samuel went to God, and God said, why are you upset? Why are you angry? They didn't reject you, they rejected me, and you're upset? Or do you want to be king? Or do you think you are the representative of the king? That's why you're upset. No. Why should we be angry if somebody does not want to receive the truth? We speak what the Lord is saying. And if somebody doesn't want it, that's between him and the Lord. And we can't do anything about that. That's why James says, a word of wisdom. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Why are you angry? You are not the Lord. You are not the judge. That's why we must learn. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. When you judge, then you immediately fall into judgment. You will be the first one to be judged, and the Lord will tell you who made you the judge.
Zeit ist um.
The time is up.
Ihr weißt ja alles.
You know all things. You already know how important prayer is. I don't need to speak about this. Read it yourselves. But praise the Lord for the epistle of James. It's very practical. And John, you can continue on Thursday to do the continue with the conclusion. Who says A must also say B?
Oh yeah, it's okay. Yeah, ich bin nicht sicher, ob ich da bin oder
I'm not sure if I'm there or available on Thursday or whether I'll be on the road, because our plan is to, if the Lord wills, then we will go to Northern California. But we'll pray and ask. And ask the Lord.
Wir sind ja alle nur Sklaven, okay?
We are all just slaves.
Okay, ja. Wenn der Herr sagt ja, dann
when the Lord says, if the Lord says yes, then I'll be there on Thursday.
Amen. Ja, liebe Geschwister, danke.
Yes, dear saints, thank you for your patience. We thank the Lord for the epistle of James.
Amen. Alle Schrift ist Gott gehaucht.
All scripture is God breathed. It's important to bring us onward. We must thank the Lord. Let us thank the Lord in our prayer.